Thank you, Miss Wendy. Miss Wendy stayed close up here also. She's one of those private nurses that you're not going to really do what Faye tells you to do when I... Yeah. Folks, I want you to understand that your fight in life, my fight in life, is not against flesh and blood. Now, people make us angry. I'm sure that, well, it's a stretch, but I'm sure that I made people angry in my life. Yeah, amazing. Surprises you boys, doesn't it? Yeah. God says, I want you to know that the battles in life that is raging around you has nothing to do with flesh and blood. Now, flesh and blood is used by Satan so often in these battles. When I preach it, if it's not against flesh and blood, why are you telling us that we're dealing with individuals that Satan has taken over in their flesh and blood? I said your battle is not against flesh and blood. The fight, the war that's going on in your life and going on within our country today is not against flesh and blood, but it is pure evil. Pure evil. Pure evil has saturated the mind, the heart of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood has no authority, can do nothing without the driving power of the Spirit inside that individual. So what's the Spirit inside of you? Now I said, what is the Spirit inside of you? I'm a Christian. The Spirit inside of me is a who. His name is Jesus. I mess up all the time because of that human condition. But I'm lifted up all the time because of my spiritual condition. Jesus says, I love you. Do you believe that? Yes, Lord. Will you accept me as Lord and Savior of your life? Yes, Lord. I got you, Larry. Now, the Lord has had me ever since I can remember. And all that He's ever done in my life is good. The Lord has never done me wrong. So why would we, Christians, turn our back on the very one who has never done you wrong? God looks to the heart. He looks at the world. He looks at the flesh, and He looks at Satan. Oh, Satan is pure evil. And when I'm talking about pure evil causing the problem within our nation, within our churches, I'm talking about Satan. That's another name for him for you. Pure evil. And when that pure evil comes in, it wants to rule. At pure evil then steps in, takes a corner of your life, and then nudges out everything else that is good in your life until he's finally in control. He's in charge. And we say, oh Lord, I'm just tired of fighting, so I give in to the will of Satan. Look at our nation, the United States of America today. Look at a nation that had ran God out of the schools. A nation that refuses prayer in public. Classrooms without the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, preacher, now you're getting nosy. No, I'm getting family connected. I happen to be an American. You know what makes me an American? It's not the color of my skin. It's not the nation in which I was born. It's the ideal of what an America is all about. Freedom. Freedom to choose. Freedom to stand strong. Freedom to speak. Freedom to listen. And then make a decision within my own heart. And God will light you up with the truth. You want to know what the truth is? The truth is the power to set you free. Now, many of us hurt for many different reasons, many different sicknesses. Whether it's these cancer or whatever it is, no big deal. But I tell you one thing. I've come alive in the Spirit. The more I see of Satan in my life, the more I want Jesus, pushing him out. Now, as he comes in, we give way. No. I'll not be that way anymore. You stand your ground. Get away from me, Satan. Well, preacher, you think that'll do it? I'll tell you what will do it. I'll tell God on you in a heartbeat, dude. Get out of my life. Satan knows Jesus personally. Jesus kicked him out of heaven. Do you not think that he won't kick him out of the hurt and pain in your life? Do I believe in a miracle? I am a miracle. Do I believe that God continues in miraculous ways? Sure, look at your own life. I don't need to convince you of that. But the Lord says the world, the flesh, and the devil are pure evil. 1 Peter 5:8 warns us, be sober, be alert, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's sort of like going, I think I'll get you today. I'm on his list continually. You want to really, really make Satan angry? Here's what I call making Satan angry. When you're praying about everything that's going on with you, you're talking to the Lord about any situation. Don't just talk to him about the hurt and the pain. Talk to him about the blessings and the joy. And you're talking to the Lord. I can't imagine anything that'd be greater than to be in such a relationship with your Savior that when you wake up of a morning, Satan says, oh no, Brandon's awake again. Think of that. Just you becoming awake shakes Satan up. Because he knows you're going to be talking about Jesus today. You're going to be telling the truth. You're going through your life to lead someone to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Satan hates it. I love making him mad. But he does hurt when he hits. But he said, pay attention. Now, you're going to do this? All right, you get dressed properly. I would not want to go into combat like I look today. No. And not only that, I couldn't go into combat the way I ought to because I couldn't carry all that stuff today. But God says, there's no weight in my armor. Larry, when you put on my armor, there's nothing going to hold you down. Superman wouldn't have a shot. The bad one. God looks and he says, then you just need to get dressed. I know you've heard this scripture time and again. I've heard all the scripture time and again. And every time I hear it, it's something new. Well, I get excited over God's word. when God intervenes, you know how He intervenes? By an invitation. Lord, I can't. Larry, that's all I wanted to hear. Sure does take you a long time sometimes. And it does. And God says, I already have. I love you. You have to dress for the wind. The Lord. The world. The flesh. The devil. How can I deal with this? You forgot something. Mix the blood. It's the blood. I am flesh, but I am blood kin to Jesus Christ. I had a blood transfusion. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Satan, look out. Mix the blood. That's the difference. Plead the blood. That's the difference. Believe the blood. That's the difference. Respect the blood. That's the difference. Call on the blood. That's the difference. I will live until the day Jesus says, Larry, come on home. I won't die 1 second sooner. As long as I plead the blood. I got this life made and the next life guaranteed as though I'm already there. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Oh, there went my shot at a good Marine. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Not your mighty power, Larry. You're not so mighty. But I am. I'll lift you up. I'll take care of your enemies. I'll protect your family. I'll watch over all your loved ones. Larry, I'll guard your flock that I put you in charge of. All you got to do is put me first. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Yep. Spiritual warfare continues. Don't forget that. There is a spiritual war going on right now. And that war is to destroy you. You have Michael the archangel out there, yes, leading. But it's spirit. They're clashing. That's why we are ushered into the presence of God by angels who take us right through the middle of this mess. Whoo! That makes you sort of important, don't it? You're being taken right through the middle of the spiritual warfare, straight to the heart of God. And they ain't messing with you. That's the power I'm talking about. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, well, folks, the day of evil has come. You're living in it. Look around you. How many other people do you hear say, I've never witnessed anything like this? They haven't. But it's here. That day the Lord talked about, it's here. Oh, are you talking about the end of the age, preacher? Jesus is. He ushered in the beginning of the end of the age when He was born in Bethlehem. That began it. And He said, I'll give you the signs. I'll show you the ending of it. You won't know that exact time. But I'll show you the signs. This is what's going to take place. What are the signs, preacher? Read the paper. Look at the news. Look at what's going on in your nation. Look at what's going on in your families. Look at the brokenness and the hurt and the pain. You may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth. The truth of God. Not what man calls it. Buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness. What is being righteous? Wanting to do what is right. That's the best way for you to catch it. What is to be righteous? You have the desire in your heart to get it right. Now, will you? Not always. But lift your chin up, because you get it right quite often. More than you get it wrong. And I want you to be thankful for this. It hurts you when you get it wrong. Me be thankful because it hurts me? Yeah. When you do wrong, it hurts. If it doesn't hurt you, you got a problem. When wrong does not hurt you, that's Satan pushing more against that little corner that he has you in. He's getting ready to take over your whole way of thinking and living. The breastplate of righteousness in place. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel, the good news. It's a good news. It needs to be sung in a valley, Brother Randy. It's a good news. He said, have your feet shod with the peace, the good news, the hope. Promise of today, the hope for tomorrow. Brother Randy.
I've been walking through this valley, afraid of the unknown. My God is always with me. I've never been alone. And I know that there are blessings already on the way. So while I'm waiting, I'll be lifting a melody of praise. I will sing it in the valley, like I'm on the circumstances change, but my God does not. He is able, He is faithful to see me through no matter what. So I'll just sing in the valley, like I'm on the mountain top. There were times upon the mountain where you taught me to sing. I felt the comfort of your presence that only you can bring. So in this lonely valley, let a song rise from me. I will praise your name forever. circumstances change, but my God does not. He is able, He is faithful to see me through no matter what. So I'll just sing in the I'm on the mountain top. He is able, He is faithful to see me through no matter what. So I'll just sing in the valley like I'm on the mountain top.
And as God then looks unto our life, folks, there's not a step that you will take in your life that God doesn't know which direction that step is going. Now, it could be in the wrong direction. That doesn't stop His love for you. Now, you'll get a good talking to from Him. That's the proof of love. When you warn your child about the evil of something that's going to happen to them if they do such and such, you do it out of love because you don't want them to be harmed. How much more my Savior will do that to us?
Amen.
Says, I love you. I know you're a grouch and I love you. I know you're going to have a case of the stupids and I love you. That's the kind of power of love. That's the gospel of peace. The gospel, the good news. Jesus loves me no matter what. He died for me. He loves me. Therefore, I love you. I wouldn't know what love was without the love of God. Not all children learn love from adults or parents. I got to tell you that. That love comes from a special touch within. Verse 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. Now, this is important to you, folks, just like all the rest of the armor. The shield of faith. Here's how I relate to faith. I look at life and see what's coming, and I realize I can't. I can't do life right. I cannot do life right. So I trust Jesus to direct me right through it. Where I've faltered, where I've fallen short, He takes over. And where I've had the strength to stand, I realize He had already taken over. Those are His footsteps. Those are His everlasting arms. Faith. I'll tell Jesus on you. Sounds childish. I'm a child of God. And I'll play it to the hilt. I will tell God on you. Because Jesus is my brother. Childish. Yeah, works. It's love of God. With which you can extinguish the shield of faith. With which you can extinguish all. Did you hear that? All the flaming arrows of the evil one. Whew, he shoots a lot of arrows at me. Do you know what extinguishes them? Faith. Not anything I've learned, not by knowledge, not by pure strength, human. Faith. I am told by God, His book, that anything that is going against me as a child of His cannot touch me. It's already lost. I believe it. And I have so witnessed it in my life. Then he says, take the helmet of salvation. Salvation. The helmet. Cover your head. Cover that vital part in of your life. The thinking process. Cover the helmet with the helmet of salvation. I'm saved. What does that mean? I'm saved. That's what it means. I'm saved. And then take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yeah. Use the Word. Use the Word. Quote Scripture to people that don't realize you're quoting Scripture to them. When I was in the prison system as chaplain, folks, I quoted Scripture that didn't sound like Scripture at all. They would have never paid any attention to it. If I'd kicked in one thee or thou in what I was saying, it would have been over. But they heard the Word of God in that rough translation of life. Verse 18, the last. Puts it all together. And pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit Jesus Christ has given me. His Spirit that lives in me. Pray in the Spirit. Lord, save me. You can count on it, Larry. It's already done. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Woo! Protect my family. Protect our country. Protect our church. Folks, I have no idea how many small churches will survive this. The COVID-19 and the hatred against the church that we see. How do I extinguish hatred? Through love. Through being prepared to forgive. Through the Word. The Gospel. The good news. Well, let me tell you how I can kill you. Well, let me tell you. Just almost had his name on the tip of my tongue. David Wilkinson. When David Wilkinson founded a church in the 60s, late 60s and 70s in New York City, remember the bad guy said to him, you know, he had to deal with gangs and all, and he's sharing the gospel. I can't remember the character's name, but he comes up to him and he says, you know, preacher? And he popped out his switchblade. And I want you to know that I can cut you in 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkinson, being in the power of the Holy Spirit, looked at him and said, yes, you can. And every piece will still love you. And every piece will still love you. And the bad guy melted. Not by human strength, but by pure love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. How does it get better than that, Brother Randy? Isn't that about as good as it gets? Jesus loves you. Take that love. Change your world. Change things around you. What you can make a difference is, and make that difference. But do it through love, not bitterness and hate, not power, but the love of Jesus. Because He loves your enemies too. He loved His own enemies. And an enemy to you, Christian, is an enemy to Jesus. Who needs prayer more than that individual? Let us pray. Father, I thank You for giving us the opportunity, dear Lord God, to learn from Your Word this hour. Father, oh, we praise Your name, knowing that evil has already been conquered. Father, just give us the wisdom to live it, to live our belief, to stand strong for Your truth. And Father, let us put aside the malice within our hearts. Don't worry. Father, don't worry was a word that You gave to each of us. Don't worry about it. I got this. Thank You for having it for us, Father. I pray that You will touch lives, that You, dear Heavenly Father, will put back together families, that You will make whole Your church through Your love. And I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.